Continuing with our look at Dua al-Qamil, today we look at the verse that says, Ilahi wa Rabbi, O my God and my Rabb, Ummalli ghayruka as'aluhu kashfa dhurri wa nadhara fi amri. Have I anyone but you from whom I can ask a remedy for my afflictions and a regard for my affairs? If we were to paraphrase that, we're saying, Ya Rabbi, do I have any other source of blessings and mercy but you? I'm asking you to provide me with the cure of my afflictions and the state, this bad state that I'm in. And I'm asking you for attention to my life affairs. Here we look at seeking help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Looking for that spiritual message, for that spiritual healing, for that voice from the soul to be able to give us an answer which will change our afflictions into good, which will change our bad states into good. But the idea is to be able to plead from the heart. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Isa, Ya Isa, Ad'uni du'a al-ghariq al-hazin al-nadhi laysa lahu mughith. Call me like the calling of one who has no supporter when being drowned. Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ لَا يَسْأَلَ رَبُّهُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْتَاهُ فَلْيَعْصْ مِنَ النَّاسِ كُلِّهِمْ وَلَا يَكُونَ لَهُ رَجَاءٌ إِلَّا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. When every one of you wishes to gain whatever he wants of Allah, he should be independent of all people and be hopeful only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ ذَلْكَ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ لَمْ يَسْعَلُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْتَى. When Allah sees such reliance in the heart of his abd, he will grant whatever that abd wants from him. When we're in total despair, when there is no way out, then plead to him, إِلَهِ وَرَبِّي مَلِّي غَيْرُكَ أَسْعَلُهُ كَشْفَ ذُرِّي. Oh my Rabb and my God, have I anyone but you from whom I can ask a remedy to this affliction? وَنَّذَرَ فِي أَمْرِي. Please have a regard, look at my affairs. Rumi writes, I live on the lip of insanity, knocking at the door, searching for reasons. The door opens. I have been knocking from the inside. It may sound strange, but distress, suffering, affliction becomes much less threatening when you stop seeing it outside in and go inside yourself, and you find there really isn't a them, there is only an us. When we recite this in Dua al-Qamil, we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular vein. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are nearer to him than his life weight. We also need to know that he is everywhere. He knows us. He hears us. He is absolutely merciful. And it is he who will heal us, who will find the remedy of the affliction, just as he says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I am sick, he will cure me. And possibly the best answer to this that we find in the Quran is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml, ayah 62, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Who is there to answer the call of the distressed? وَيَكْشَفُ السُّوءَ, and remove his evil. It is he who is the reliever of afflictions. Absolutely amazing. The dua continues. We say, إِلَهِ وَمَوْلَايَ. O my God and my Master, أَجْرَيْتَ عَلَيَّ حُكْمًا اتَّبَعْتَ فِيهِ هَوَى نَفْسِي. O my God and my Protector, I have myself given a decree against myself. I followed the desires of my own soul, my low desires. وَلَمْ أَحْتَرِسْ فِيهِ مِنْ تَزْيِينِ عَدُوِّي فَغَرَّنِي بِمَا أَحْوَى وَأَصْعَدَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْقَضَى. When I followed these desires and I did not defend myself from my enemy, it deluded me. It deluded me through the desires of my soul. وَأَصْعَدَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْقَضَى. And therein destiny favored it. فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضَ حُدُودِكَ وَخَالَفْتُ بَعْضَ أَوَامِرِكَ. So I crossed some of the barriers, I transgressed some of your laws, and I disobeyed some of your commands. So here we find there is a confession, an acknowledgement of the fact that because we stuck to the desires, our base desires or the desires of our soul, and deluded ourselves, did not understand that He is our Creator, that His laws, His rights and wrongs are only there so that we may reach our full potential, we ended up causing our own self loss, despair, and transgression. So how do we overcome this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that afdalul jihad, the greatest striving, is man jahada nafsahu allati bayna jambay, is the jihad, is the striving against one's own soul between his two sides. It's actually trying to be aware, self-awareness, awareness of oneself. Also to know that His laws will remain till the day of Qiyamah. His way will never change, for He is the Creator. And then to know that when we oppose His laws, they manifest themselves as oppression towards others. Just as Imam Ali alayhi salam was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ali, O Ali, afdalul jihad man asbaha la yahimmu bi dhulmin ahad. The best jihad is that of someone who never has the intention to oppress anyone else. And once we have acknowledged to ourselves that there was wrong done, that's half the problem. The solution is right there then, to see how we can correct it to our best of our ability and hand it over to Him. And here with this verse, the confession continues where we say, فَلَقَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. Yours is the argument against me in all of that. وَلَا حُجَّةَ لِي فِي مَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ فِيهِ قَضَاءُكَ. And I have no argument, I have no proof in what your decree puts into effect through me therein. وَعَلْزَمَنِي هُكْمُكَ وَبَلَاءُكَ. Nor in whatever you destined for me and any sort of trial or test that you will send upon me. Once we have understood that, acknowledge that, then we know that we are ready to be able to seek our full potential. And here the bottom line is not to make excuses, to be brutally honest and say, it was my fault, I was wrong, Ya Allah, but I will endeavor to put it right to the best of my ability. In a nutshell, the basic theme of the verse is to acknowledge one's shortcomings. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Kamil.